the Chinese being as old as they are and as stuck as they are in controlling humanities are very aware that if they unleash what is in Tibet and they give the Tibetan freedoms, then many things will come out in the world, and there are prophecies that say that that things get out of control, that there's no longer able to control the story of humanity. So there are some very strange, unusual things, and some of these, quote, crystalline sarcophagi underneath the mountains of Tibet, the Himalayas. The Hindu Kush, of course, is famous for some very, very old caves and artifacts and openings to places inside the earth. The Himalayas are full of mysteries, and again, the giants would have been in the Himalayas. And in Iraq, of course, you have the largest embassy in the world, and people wondering, when are we leaving Iraq? Well, it's quite obvious, if the U.S. has built the largest embassy in the world in Iraq, you are never leaving Iraq. Iraq is a very important location. Many people on the high echelons of military political magic know that there are portals into other dimensions there, and that the gods have come and gone quite easily from this particular geographic location. So the issue of giants and who they are and how they have set many of the things up on your planet that you are still playing with today, this is an issue that more than likely will come out to really disrupt, truly, your religious and your scientific interpretations of reality. And we are not talking just 10, 12 footers. Just imagine if some of these 35 to 50 feet beings who are dormant, in stasis as it has been called, when they are activated, what's going to happen? Our vehicle says, what language are they going to speak when they start talking to us? That is the P wanting to know, wondering.
And if we meet with them, what is the purpose and the intent of the meeting? Is there something we need to heal? Do we have their genes in us somewhere?
Well, if you look back at the stories, and again, the stories are not necessarily completely true, but stories come down through history because they have a truth to them. And when I say not completely true, when we say not completely true, we mean that you hear a story, you project a picture out on of how you think the story is and what it means. And so the stories are not how you interpret them necessarily, but there's a validity of truth to, let's say, the beingness of the story. And the giants have created a lot of havoc on your planet. And in certain terms, the stories that relate back to the founding of Atlantis talk about the giants who have come to Earth from the Pleiades and have come here to divide the land amongst themselves and to set up civilization. This is common means of colonization throughout the multiverse. This is how places are seeded, how life is transferred from one place to another. Sometimes it is new life that has come in. Sometimes the giants have come to enhance life that is there. Sometimes they have come to bring their genetic experiments to make life or to take over life. But when you deal with power, there's always the opportunity to choose to misuse that power or to do the right thing. And the gods or the giants or the little beings or the bug beings or the reptilian beings or the beings with long heads, no one is an exception. If you've taken on form and you've come onto Earth, then you have to deal with the emotionality and the physicality of Earth and her survival. So all these beings, no matter how great they are, and the giants truly could stand at the tops of trees. They were eye level. Some of them were at eye level at the trees that you have out here now. Just imagine, look out the window. You see the tops of these trees? Are they oak trees, Bill?
Yes.
All right. So imagine a being standing, the eyes see just the tops of the trees. And the trees, of course, are thought of as antennas. They pick up cosmic energy.